Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. How long's it been?
Too long. I just want to say, I think we've missed the trick. I thought you would have started with Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. Da-da-da.
What a tune. Yeah.
That's Christmas, such a good song. Christmas podcast.
Why Feliz Navidad? Why'd you choose that song?
Because is that not like our Christmas?
Yeah,
is
it? Not the one we used last year?
Well, but we can use it for Listener of the Week
if we have
a Listener of the Week or Listener of the Last 5 weeks. I don't know.
Speaking of which, I need to find.
Yes, you go ahead and do that. We are back. It has been a long time because life has just been getting in the way, as
life.
It has been recently.
Yeah, it's Christmas season. It's silly season, and things have been wild.
They have, and a lot has been going on, so we're going to be catching up on that. I think today's episode is going to be relatively lighthearted. We're going to play a fun festive game that you can play with the family around the table this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, is there a quiz this week? Have we got a quiz?
I feel like the fun festive game is the quiz.
I thought what we were going to do was we've got quite a few weeks for us to catch up on.
Yeah. I lost the last quiz and I don't have one prepared.
Listen,
the fun festive game is the quiz.
It's good to know some things haven't changed.
This is our Christmas gift to you. There will be no quiz because they've been quite painful for recent episodes.
I don't know. I thought the quiz
Quizzes have been quite painful over recent episodes.
My one where I said animals' names in French, I thought was very good.
It was very good, man. It was.
Creative.
So I think what we'll do is we'll catch up and then we'll do our Christmas game.
Okay, well, before we do that, if you bear with me 2 seconds, I'm going to try and get this to work. So let's do Listener of the Week. So this is the Listener of the Week we're going
with
this week.
Such an underrated tune, this.
Isn't it so good?
It's good.
So let's just let it play because it's Christmas.
Let
you ready?
Let it breathe.
Let's go.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
I really like the message in the song.
Yeah, I've never actually listened to this song the whole way through. Does it just say Feliz Navidad?
Very few words.
It's a lot better, so I think.
No, it does. It does because there's a really positive message that comes in the next. Is it the chorus?
I don't know. What does Feliz Navidad mean in Spanish?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's great.
Merry Christmas. This week's Listeners of the Week.
All of our listeners just switched off.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, if they haven't switched off during previous episodes.
That's so true.
Hiya to Kathy Bear, who followed us over on the What's Happening podcast Instagram. Renee McAllister. Also Lauren, Jess, Melissa Wheatry. I think I'm saying that correctly. Kier Manson. Also Nicole Dougal. And I'm sure there's others.
To say hello to Olivia. Who had us in her Spotify Wrapped.
Oh,
yes.
Top listened.
Yeah.
Has it been that long since we've done one of these?
I don't think we've discussed the Spotify. Maybe we have.
No, I don't think we've done a podcast in like a solid 3 or 4 weeks.
The last one we did was a really big catch up as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If we were in your Spotify Wrap this year, thank you so much.
That's class, isn't it?
Hi to Aaron Boyd as well, actually, who sent the message a while back.
Olivia Andrews sent this. Look, we are number one on her Spotify Wrapped.
We're above a rival podcast as well.
What's a rival podcast?
I didn't know we had rivals.
Which
one? She also listens to Help, I Sexted My Boss, a podcast I've never heard of.
I have started listening to that.
That's Jordan North.
It's very good.
It's very good.
Right, do you know what I've started listening to? Sorry to pimp out other podcasts on our very own, but if you're not listening to Nearly Weds, it is so funny. It is unbelievable. My friends and I... Well, this is sort of going into my week, but my friends and I went to Dublin the other night, and on the way back, I was like, you have to listen to Nearly Weds. And my friend Emma is now on like episode 30.
It's Jamie Lang, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jamie Lang and Sophie Habu, they're getting married. They are so funny.
Yeah.
So funny. It's so lighthearted.
Do you know who has one as well? Sam Thompson.
Does he have a podcast?
I'm pretty sure. The other guy from Made in Chelsea?
Yes, he does one with Pete Wicks.
It is funny
because Pete Wicks hates him.
Yeah.
Really?
He doesn't hate him, like they're best mates, but like Sam's quite full on and over the top and likes getting involved in silly trends and stuff, and Pete just doesn't have any time for that. It's really funny. It's definitely worth checking out. Ashley actually sent me a video of Sam Thompson's the other day, and she was like, "This is definitely you," because he was lying beside the beside the pool on holiday, and instead of like drinking a beer like most guys, he was having a chocolate milkshake.
What?
I get that. Like
Scott will be having a beer at like 11 a.m. Yeah, never too soon.
But then you think about a beer, chocolate milkshake. I think I know which one I'd go for. Anyway, so thank you for being listener of the week. You can be the final, probably final listener of the week for 2022 on the next episode, which is likely to come out in 2023, let's be honest. But we'll tell you how you can do that later on. Right now, though, let's crack on with what has been happening. Melissa, you kind of dipped your toe into what's been going on with you recently there, so we'll let you carry on.
I can't remember how far back to go. Like, I don't know when.
Give us the highlights of the last few weeks. Highlights.
Just... My birthday. Have you had my birthday?
No, we haven't had that yet in the podcast.
Okay, so I'm 30 now. I think it was about to be my birthday.
Welcome to the club.
Honestly, I love it here. I feel like I give a lot.
You have a completely different reaction to turning 30 to what he did.
Do you know what's funny? All the chat about how when I turned 30, I was the one getting booted off the podcast.
Yeah.
And now Melissa has turned 30. There's not been a mention that anybody's getting removed.
Because I haven't done a podcast for a start.
Fair point, yeah.
No, I
can't remove me if we're not doing it.
Exactly. So I turned 30. It was so wonderful. Like, you guys were all there. We had a party.
Yes, we were. Thank you for having us.
It was so lovely. Scott surprised me with the most unbelievable cake. And I'm sorry that you guys didn't get a bit, because I sent that cake to the gym. And everybody at the gym is now going to use her to do all of their birthday cakes.
Wow,
like, people have messaged me and her and said, that's the best cake I've ever tasted. I cannot believe. I'm going to give her a shout out on the podcast because she's just so good. It's called Just a Wee Baker, right? And she's from like my neck of the woods. So we went out for dinner on Friday night. We went to James Street South for my birthday. Oh my God, the meal is amazing. But Scott said to me, I have to nip out while you're getting ready. And I was like, yeah, sweet. He drove all the way home to like Balahi, Portland Own Direction, picked up my cake and drove all the way back. My mum and dad were coming up to go for dinner with us.
He did that last year as well, in like his car.
He is an idiot. But but the cake was worth it. Delicious, like so good. Her cakes sell out, I'm not joking, everywhere. So when she supplies cakes to like maybe like a spa or something, they go in the first hour. If she says, have dropped off into... pretend it's Creighton's in Belfast.
Yeah.
The queue for her cakes that you can take away, oh my gosh.
Really?
They're just so delicious. She does pop-ups, and she told me her next pop-up is in February. And her next pop-up in Belfast is in February. So we'll all go so that you can taste her cakes, because it is, I'm not exaggerating, they are so, so good. So yes, he surprised me with that. I just can't believe that's where I got the cake. And it was like my dream cake. It was like a Pinterest heart with all this icing. And I just had such a lovely time, and my family were there, and my best friends were there. And Kate flew home from Amsterdam for it, which was so kind. So yeah, I did that, and then it's just been Christmas festivities ever since.
Yeah.
For a girl who does not go out and party too hard, I had a night out every night for 3 weeks. Every night, every weekend.
I was gonna say
for three weekends in a row. So at the Tribe Christmas party, that was amazing. Then my birthday. Then the next week was the Cool FM Christmas party, which was a lot of fun actually.
The Cool FM Christmas party was very good. However, it was a super spreader event.
It was a super spreader
Indeed.
Event.
Because everybody got the thing.
It was not COVID that we
no,
got.
It wasn't
everybody
COVID.
Got the worst bug that I genuinely, that is the sickest I've ever been.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
were all kind of in the same boat. And the symptoms that we all had were like aches all over. The aches was horrific. Sore throat, wild coughing, runny nose, blocked nose, sore head if you stood up. If you ate, it came back up. You were going to vomit. Like, that's like every symptom of sickness ever, all rolled into one bug. It was horrible. But between that, at the Christmas party, I won the bingo.
Let's just
fixed. I won the bingo.
I know. So
I can't believe it.
I watched your vlog, right? Where you bumped in, I thought I'd give you a view on it.
Curtis, what? So did you see your Christmas card before?
No.
I showed it in the vlog. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. No.
Okay, so you didn't.
I genuinely didn't. No, I just clicked on it because I thought, oh, there's Melissa's vlog.
Okay, I'll give it a view.
Thanks very much. No problem. I'm here to support the team.
Thank you.
But I clicked on the bit where you bumped into Emma and Olivia.
So they
work upstairs, and they were the ones planning the Christmas party.
They were. Yeah.
And
Melissa, just need to give them a mention.
We do.
Great Christmas party.
Yes, well
Smashed
done to the guys.
It. And they sometimes listen to the podcast too.
Melissa jumps on the screen. She's like, I've just bumped into Emma and Olivia in town. They're planning the Christmas party. What are we doing tonight, guys? And sorry, that was a really bad impression. But that's my impression of every influencer ever. But then
that's actually like from memory. That's actually kind of how it went.
They mentioned that we were doing bingo tonight,
and I said, "What's the prize?"
It was a £100 gift card.
£100 gift card from Victoria Square.
Melissa goes, "I'm gonna win."
Yeah, you definitely slipped them 20 quid each or something.
I honestly didn't, but I'll tell you what happened. So we were playing the bingo, and we were right at the front. I was paying serious attention. In fact, Pete's nodding come over and talk to us, and I said, "Pete, I can't talk right now. I have to hear these numbers." I swear to God, that happened. And then, sorry, Curtis is still sick from the bug.
Apologies.
So you guys were talking to Pete, and I was still concentrating so hard on the numbers. Yeah. I wanted to win, and the runner-up prize went, the second runner-up prize went, or whatever order that goes in.
Yeah.
And then first prize was coming, and they changed the rules last minute.
Yeah.
Because Kirsty came up and corrected them.
They changed the rules last minute to suit Melissa.
No, they didn't. they changed the rules last minute because Kirsty came up and said, they said that the winner would be the person who got every single number on the big, massive card.
Yeah, so there's five blocks.
There were five blocks. No, there were like nine blocks.
No, there was five.
There wasn't.
There was five.
I'm telling you,
the winner had four.
There definitely wasn't nine.
There were like eight.
There was five.
There were definitely seven.
There was five blocks, and each block had a row of like six.
There were more than five because I had four and that wasn't all of them.
Okay, well, we'll
there
split
must
it
and
say
we'll
seven.
We'll agree to disagree. Either way, Melissa cheated and won.
I didn't. So Kirsty went up and goes, if you wait until everyone gets every number, then everyone's going to win at the same time. Because, or not everyone's going to win at the same time, but a lot of people at once will all be waiting on that one final number.
Yeah.
And when you call that final number, like everyone will shout bingo.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, clearly hadn't played bingo before. So they said, okay, instead, the first person to get four blocks. And I was like, well, that changes things because I already had two full blocks. I was trying to get my full card. And they called a number. Then I had three full blocks. Mm-hmm. And they called another number. And I had all the blocks. And I was like, I didn't even say bingo. I couldn't believe it.
No.
So I went up and I slipped them my card. And I said, can you check that?
Also slipped them 20 quid.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we backhand her.
I said, can you check that? I think I've won. And then I was like, yeah, you have.
And then she never even said bingo. She came running up to me and she was like, oh my God, Connor, I won. I never win anything.
And in my head,
I was like,
you win everything. Yeah. The jungle challenge, won it. The bingo at the Christmas party, won it.
No,
but I never
I
win
don't.
Anything.
I earned the jungle challenge. I didn't win it.
Okay.
Listen, I crossed that high ropes course like a little monkey in the air.
And you would have won it even faster
if you weren't. If it weren't for you meddling kids. That's so like Scooby-Doo. So I feel like I earned it, but I won. Like, I won the bingo by fluke.
Can we talk about, so whenever you got a line in the bingo, you had to, or sorry,
oh
it wasn't
God, we
that.
We were so stupid.
So what had happened was whenever Wham! Last Christmas was played, you had to like put your hand up.
Yes.
And the first person to put their hand up had to come up to the front of the stage.
I wanted to get some Haribo sweeties.
Yeah. So there was like a table with loads of cups upside down. Mm-hmm. And then you had to pick a cup, and under each cup was either a packet of sweeties or a shot.
Sweet or a shot, wasn't it? That's what they were calling it. Sweet
so I went up and I got sweeties.
I wanted sweeties.
Melissa went up, got a shot.
Of Sambuca.
Melissa didn't take the shot.
Of course I didn't take the shot.
You weren't there at this point.
Curtis, I couldn't believe it. And everybody was chanting, like, take the shot. I was like, I'm getting up at 5 a.m. I'm not drinking Sambuca.
Well, this is the thing. So I drove, like, I wasn't even drinking at the Christmas party.
I had two cocktails and two glasses of Prosecco. Like, I was... in a good mood. But
you had a buzz.
Yeah, I had a nice buzz.
I was on the non-alcoholic beers, and I'd previously been at a GAA match hosting in sub-zero temperatures, so I was more than pissed off by the time I'd arrived anyway. Only to arrive to a game of bingo, which wouldn't hurry up. I was in such a bad mood when I arrived because it was so cold.
I didn't notice because I was too busy concentrating.
No, I know. But then Hicks was DJing, and he was the one who was firing off Wham every time.
Yeah.
So every time he played Wham, you put your hand up, you either got the sweet or the shot.
Uh-huh.
And then there was one point where he was looking at me and winking, being like, here it comes. And I was like, don't do it. And he's like, you get ready to go. And I was like, mate, don't do it.
Yeah.
And then he played it, and then somebody else put their hand up and won, and he came over to me and he was like, dude, I was setting you up there, free shot. And I was like, I'm driving. Like, I'm just going to start downing shots.
He would have taken it, to be fair.
He probably would have done.
Yeah, everybody. It was at the start of the night and everybody really wanted the shot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not taking it. I think people were really disappointed in me, but I screamed, I have to get up at 5 a.m.
I love Sambuca though. Sambuca.
Are you
Sambuca
joking
is what I needed.
Me?
I was so cold that Sambuca would have been the fire inside
Sambuca
that I needed.
I haven't taken a Sambuca in over 10 years.
Really?
It wouldn't matter what you offered me. If they'd offered me the £100 gift card, I still wouldn't have taken a Sambuca shot.
Really?
I would not.
I would love it all or nothing.
I used to work in Pop World, and Sambuca was what in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Sambuca was what was on my tray. And they would, like, people would bump into you and spill it. And I would go home stinking of that, like, aniseed scent.
Yeah.
And I love the smell of it.
I haven't been able to take a Sambuca, like, since I was a student at uni. Like, genuinely, never.
Well,
anyway, that's kind of us up to date. It's just been a goofy, fun time.
Yeah,
silly, goofy mood.
Isn't it good, though, that everything is back to normal? Like, this time there was no... There was no, even
masks
at the Christmas market, all that stuff. It was so good.
The markets have been so good. I went to Dublin for a trip. Brown Thomas is so magical.
Mm.
It was honestly so good. We went on Sunday. This is the last day of the markets, the day that we're recording.
Is it?
The last day of the Christmas market. So by the time this gets released, it'll be...
I haven't had a hot dog yet.
Oh, I had one. They're really, really good.
Nice.
I also had some churros.
I need to go into town after this. I might grab one.
I think that I've put myself off them.
Have you sickened yourself?
No.
But you can order different flavours.
No, I know you can. And I'll get into the amount of hot dogs that I ate in Germany very soon.
Oh, yes.
But so the night that I think I got sick, I was working with Stuart Robinson, who was already sick. We were doing a Facebook Live competition.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had time to eat or anything. So as we finished wrapping up video and at the Christmas market, I went and got a hot dog. And it was brilliant. But the next morning I woke up starting to feel a bit rubbish.
Well, it's so funny you should say that, because the day that I started to get sick because of you was the Sunday. You started on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And I had booked a Sunday roast for Scott and I.
Uh-huh.
And it was delicious. But even on the way, so I actually had to go. This is how I knew I was getting sick. I had to go and pick up my sister. She'd parked her car at mine and she wanted her car back. So I went to pick her up, drive her back. It was... So that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And last week was a really icy week. It was like -5 every day. It was so cold. Or -2 or whatever. I was driving to pick up my sister in like those temperatures, and I had my aircon on full blast because I was sweating.
Roasting, yeah.
And I was like, I am not well. I probably shouldn't go for this Sunday roast because I just don't feel great. Went anyway because you know how we like to go for Sunday roast, and we don't go that often. It was delicious. But that is the food, the last thing I ate.
Yeah.
For like, and then we didn't eat for like 48 hours because that kept trying to come back up. And I don't think I can look at a Sunday roast again. Now, thankfully, it was served differently to, you know, when you go for a Sunday roast and it's your turkey and your ham. It was one of those like fancy Sunday roasts. So the stuffing was in the middle and then it was wrapped, the turkey.
Yeah, it was
and
like
it was
packaged.
Wrapped. Yeah, you know, when it's like in those circles. So every time I see that kind of circle, my stomach actually flips. Like, I think I'm going to vomit. But I don't feel the same about a normal roast. Thank God.
I was going to say
Christmas at the weekend, and that's a big roast dinner.
By the time your dinner comes, you'll be like,
every time I see that circular one, I literally get the heebie-jeebies.
The thing is, you sent us a photo of it. It looked amazing.
It was amazing.
So good.
But now if I look at a photo of it, it just, that sick feeling is the worst feeling in the world.
The worst thing about the illness we all had, I don't know about you guys, I'm assuming we all had the same thing. The worst thing about it for me was having no appetite, because there was so much that I wanted to eat.
No, you see,
I just couldn't look at it.
I could look at it, but I knew if I put it in my stomach, it would come straight back up.
Yeah.
And then I got hunger pains on the second day. So I didn't know if my stomach was sore because I felt sick or because I was hungry. And
then you're dizzy and you're like, am I dizzy because I'm not well, or am I dizzy because I haven't eaten
horrible.
Anything? Like Ashley, she brought me in, you know, wee mini tiramisus.
Mm-hmm.
And any time she brings them in, they never last like 20 minutes past them going into the fridge, and there was one there like 4 days later, and she was like, wow, you're really not well.
We were talking about this. Kirsty from Downtown baked me a beautiful big chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Which I knew nothing of, by the
way. I didn't taste it. I couldn't even look at it. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was so sick the first night she baked it for me. Second night I was going to go up and try it, and I still couldn't. But I took a slice home for Scott, and he said it was amazing.
Well, we'll trust his judgment.
Yeah.
I just, if Kirsty's listening, it's just my birthday's on the way, end of February.
Yeah, mine's in August.
You've got a while to wait, but I'll give you some of mine, mate. Don't worry, it'd be sweet.
Right, that's me.
That's you wrapped up. Connor, do you want to go or do you want me to go? Or?
I'll go. So,
I like your scarf, by the way, Connor.
Thank
you. It's very nice, yeah.
I have found, very quickly before I get into my week, I have found a massive ick for me.
Oh.
So
why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you. I'm just talking to you.
Melissa.
So, see this time of year and stuff, Christmas, there's like choirs and stuff in like town and on the street. And I hate like conductors, but people who aren't actually conductors.
Right.
Are like a part of like a school or something. Like it's another pupil, and they're just standing in front of the crowd, going like that.
Who was it, Connor?
No, I've seen a load of people do it, and every time I see them, like
are they part of the group that's performing?
Yeah,
right.
But like a professional conductor. So we watched Have you ever watched the movie Nativity?
I think so. Yeah.
So it's like an old BBC thing, right? But it's like. It's rubbish, but it's feel good and it's funny.
Okay.
So there's like a teacher in the school.
Okay.
Is like standing in front of pupils and it's like that there and stuff and like really getting into it. It wrecks me.
Well, when I was, I'm about to.
Are you going to say that you were a conductor in a past life of a play?
Put down your theory.
Right.
When I was in the choir at school.
Uh-huh.
Our, like the music teacher, she was the conductor and she taught us the parts.
Yeah.
And the conductor is so helpful. Like if she wasn't there and people didn't come in on time.
Right.
So she would bring in, so there'd be like sopranos, soprano two and alto. So that's all different. Mm-hmm. Like you obviously know what that is.
Tell me you went to a fancy school without telling me.
No!
Like, my school's conductor was just like there.
Melissa's choir was three people.
She was phenomenal. No, this is secondary school. So it was like a big choir. And honestly, we sounded amazing. But if she missed and didn't bring in like the altos and like, you know, bring us all in on time.
Yeah.
People wouldn't come in on time. And she would be like, more like, you know, like really giving it stacks. And honestly, before that, I really thought conductors were doing nothing.
Yeah.
But without her, we would have been nothing.
So did I. I always thought conductors were just arsing around.
No, genuinely. So they bring you in. So you're standing, well, depends, but you're usually standing in your group. There's probably a word for it, a musical word, but I don't know. And she'll like bring that group in and then bring that group in and then lower you down and she'll be like this. You know, you're literally...
See, I'm about to be sick.
So conductors make you... What's that? The conductors give you the ick?
Like,
it just makes the overall level of the music right.
Yeah, there's like...
And she's in control of that. She's essentially a remote control.
Yeah, but there's like proper conductors for like...
But
the London Orchestra or something or something like that.
Connor, everybody starts somewhere.
Yes, but it's
all
like...
All right.
And it gives me
if you're
the
talking
ick.
About like a kid's
as
choir
radio
in school,
presenters, we are conductors of the desk. How does that make you feel?
I've never thought about it like
well,
that.
Well, now you know. As a driver in a car, you're the conductor of the car.
No, it's not the same.
It is the same.
I'm not behind the wheel going like this
but
at the traffic
are,
lights.
But you are.
No,
with
you're
your
behind,
steering wheel going
like
this
the light
and
like
with
this.
Your gear stick like this.
Creating your neck to see the red light. Well, no, when you think about it, right, so a bus conductor doesn't drive the bus.
No,
they
walk
conductor.
Up and down
they're
and check tickets.
Check tickets. Conductor, train conductor. Tickets!
That is weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What I was going to say there was, if you're talking about, like, say, a small, like, sort of school choir or something like that, and they've just chosen a random pupil to be the conductor, that's because that pupil can't sing. There's no other reason for it. Like, rather, you be the conductor. It's like you being
Curtis,
a boulder in the nativity
there
party.
There could be somebody listening right now who's just been to see their beloved child at the nativity and their child was the conductor. And
your
you
kid
have
can't
just,
sing.
No.
You're mean.
Your kid can't
you're
sing.
You're mean.
That's it is what it is.
So yes, that is my new ick. I just thought
so
that I would share
you know
that.
What, no. Connor, we're all entitled to our
yeah,
own icks.
Yeah,
so that's fine.
So yes, what have I been getting up to over the last couple of weeks? You tipped on the Cool FM Christmas party. Yeah. That
I
week,
know what you've been getting up to the last couple of weeks. Holding up us doing a podcast.
I've been a busy man.
Busy
sorry,
boy.
Sorry.
I'm a busy man.
I know.
Do you remember that wee
kid?
Viral kid.
So yes, that week of the Cool FM Christmas party. So I was in London from the Monday morning and I was about to leave the house at like 4:30 on the Monday morning and I just had like a nice big hoodie on mm-hmm. and I wasn't going to put like a coat on and Liv was like, you need to put on a coat.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll be fine, I'll be all right. So I brought a coat with me. Thankfully I did because whenever I landed at Heathrow, it was -6.
Yeah, it was snowing there, wasn't it, in London?
That
yeah.
was that really snowy week. Yeah. Yes.
Everybody got their flights cancelled.
Everybody's flight got cancelled. Yeah. I don't know why I'm laughing. That's not fun.
So, yes, I had a full week. I had a stretch of Christmas parties that week. So
do you know what? It's so funny. Sorry to interrupt you. But you're in London all the time and the diverse temperatures in London. Like, do you remember in the summer? It was so hot.
It was roasting.
You were sweating everywhere, yeah. like on the tubes. And now it's -6 and you're walking around freezing.
Global warming.
They really do get crazy different temperatures, don't they?
The crazy temperatures were in London while we were in Vegas. And like we were in the hotel room in Vegas watching the news and it was like the runways in London are melting.
yeah.
Like they were literally melting because it was like 40 degrees.
It's
yeah. So yes, I was in London Monday to what was supposed to be Friday morning. So on the Monday, we had the Radio 1 Dance Awards night.
You had like 4 parties in a row, didn't you?
Oh, I was supposed to have 5. I did 4. Tuesday was the Radio 1 Christmas party. Before that, all the presenters had like a presenter meeting and it felt like my first day at school.
That's so cute.
So like I know everyone like from listening to them. But yeah, it was weird. But yeah, anyway, we went out and did the Christmas party afterwards, which was really fun. Idris Elba came down and DJ'd.
Wow,
he's the coolest guy in the world.
Is he a good DJ?
Yeah, he was lovely. And I had like a surreal.
Can I just say like how that made just what you said there made it sound like he's not a good DJ? Because Melissa's like, is he a good DJ? And you were like,
yeah, he's lovely.
He's lovely, yeah.
No, like he is a DJ. He does everything. He's like a movie star.
Like myself.
Yeah, like yourself.
DJ's like me in pre-work.
It's the DJ behind you. You know, the one that does all the work, Melissa.
That make it the DJ.
Exactly. Sorry, Connor. Sorry.
No.
That was funny.
So, yes, did that and had like before the Christmas party, we all had to go and get our Radio 1 photos for 2023.
Is that for your wee?
The presenter photos, yeah.
That's so cute.
No, for like the website and stuff. And I was standing in the queue and in front of me was Pete Tong.
Weird.
And I was
not
like,
Pete Tong's weird,
no, I was like, this is so.
Are you fangirling?
So I've never actually met Pete before. Like we've saw each other in passing and stuff, but he was just standing in front of me on his phone, and he like looked up and saw me, and I was like, hi, yeah. I was like, we actually haven't met before. I'm Connor. Nice to meet you. And like, he knew who I was, which was pretty cool. But I was standing talking to him, and I had like an out of body experience. Like, I'm standing having a chat with Pete Tong here, which is mad. So yes, that was the Tuesday. On the Wednesday, we had the record label Christmas party, which was really good. I woke up on Thursday morning and I was like, I need to get home.
Go again.
Get me home. Because I had a Christmas party on Thursday night. And I was like, no.
No,
I'm not doing it. No, get me home. So flew home on Thursday. We had the Christmas party, the Cool FM one on the Friday.
Tell everybody what happened to your jacket.
Oh. So I had like a really nice jacket that I had only worn.
Expensive jacket.
Yeah, that I had only worn once before.
I don't think I'd get over this.
So it was, would you say it was like a rust colour?
It definitely wasn't rust.
It's darker than that.
It was more brown than rust. It was more cool toned. Rust is a very warm brown.
Okay.
Rust is like a red brown. It wasn't a red brown.
Okay.
It was like a yellow brown.
Okay. So we'll say it was
like
a yellow
cow
brown.
Cow dung. Just kidding.
Oh, thank you.
It was such a gorgeous jacket, but it was like I would say it was closer to a sand.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That shade of brown.
So, well, we've worked out that it was a nice one.
So I had only worn it once, and it was... found out the next day that it's 100% suede.
100% like goat suede.
Goat right? suede. Wow.
Didn't even know goat suede was a thing.
So we were standing chatting and someone like bumped into me. But there was loads of people that I hadn't met before.
Yes. So in Cool FM, it's a big operation.
Yeah.
And there are lots of people. So we call it upstairs. The studios are downstairs and the offices where a lot of the people who work here are upstairs and we don't know a lot of the people upstairs because you never get the opportunity to meet them, especially if you're like Connor on the weekends or me. I do the nighttime shows. Curtis is in during the day, so Curtis would probably know more than we would.
Yeah.
But since COVID and everything, they've been working from home a lot more and we really haven't met loads of people. Like, we've been here years and years and years and I still just about know some people's names after asking, like, is that so-and-so?
Yeah.
You know, so... You don't know who it was?
No.
But it was somebody who worked here.
Yeah, so I was standing chatting and like someone like bumped into me. And then I didn't know until I was just about to go on and start DJing with him where I like, I went to take my jacket off and felt like a wet patch.
Oh, God.
And I was like, someone spilled a drink on me. So I didn't know whether they're like...
Had you already sprayed it with Sweat Protect?
Yeah, so Liv had done it like whenever we first bought it. So I didn't know whether to like go into the toilets to try and like dry it.
Yeah.
I was like, it's suede, I'll leave it because I don't want to
do
any more damage to it.
I don't know.
So I got home and I was going to say, I know her on TV. sorry, there's a TV on in one of the studios that we're doing. And
well, tell us about her.
No, I know her from years ago.
It's nice.
Yeah, so it's like each cell, it's very nice.
Lovely.
Is she a good DJ? She's lovely.
So, yes, I got home, got into the car, wasn't feeling great, and I'd said to Liv, I was like, because I knew that she would have been annoyed, I was like, listen, something's happened, not my fault,
don't
shout.
You never get into a car with your girlfriend after a night out and say, listen, something's happened.
No.
Dangerous way to start a sentence,
but anyway, got home and Liv was like, it's fine, I'll have a look at it once I get home. So I was in bed all day Saturday, didn't know that she had been gone, and then she came home and she was like, I've been to 4 dry cleaners. I was like, right. She was like, your jacket's ruined.
Oh God.
I was like, right, okay. I was so like unwell.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I was just like...
Were you hungover or did your sickness start?
No, I was sick.
Oh, so mine didn't start yet.
So basically what had happened...
Maybe it was you.
What?
Maybe you brought it from London.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Because for so long I've been being blamed by Melissa.
No, you blamed Stuart Robinson and I blamed you.
Yeah.
Maybe you were the problem. Anyway.
It's you.
Yeah.
You're the problem.
So basically what had happened was whatever was spilt on it, the dry cleaners think it was like a whiskey. Because it burnt the suede.
That's crazy.
And they wouldn't touch it because it wasn't like a mix. It was 100% goat suede.
Yeah.
So I'd said to Liv, I was like, well, if their scent is ruined anyway.
Yeah, why can they not just
why
try?
Not just try?
Have a go, yeah. And
that's what I would have said.
But they were
because
like,
they'd be worried about you coming back and being like,
you've ruined
that.
It, yeah. So basically, they're not going to touch it. So I bought it.
I'd be
it.
Like, okay, so what would you do? And
yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah. So I re-bought the jacket to replace it.
Connor, I'm so nervous about this jacket.
Why? I'm not wearing it again.
So you just bought it to just hang it in your wardrobe?
Well, I'll wear it on like really nice occasions, but I'm not wearing it.
There's going
to
be no whiskey?
Yes, I'm not wearing it to like go out for drinks and stuff.
Fair
I've
enough.
Learned my lesson. So yeah, that happened. What else?
Sorry, I interrupted you by telling you to tell us that story and then it took half an hour.
No, sorry. So, yes, Cool FM Christmas party. Died all day Saturday, Sunday. And like we were saying, I had a really nice Saturday night planned. So the FA the World Cup semi-final.
Yes.
England and France.
Incredible.
Was happening,
it.
Right? So Liv was going out for a Christmas party and I left her in the town and I was like, right, haven't eaten all day. I felt I had no appetite, but my stomach was going blah, blah, blah. So I felt as though I was hungry.
Blah, blah,
Mr. Blobby. So I had planned to go get a Chinese and I was going to get special fried rice, prawn crackers and spring rolls and watch the football.
Nice.
So I left Liv in the town and I was driving back home and I was like, will I stop off and get the Chinese and attempt to eat something?
A Chinese is dangerous.
Right.
Your stomach was going blah, blah, blah.
So I made the decision to not get a Chinese.
That was the right decision.
Yeah.
But I still needed to eat something. I felt, so I grabbed 9 nuggets and got 4 down and
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
The nuggets didn't work.
No, did not work. So yes, that was that. Have been doing Christmas shopping. I must say, I have smashed my Christmas present wrapping.
Oh,
absolutely smashed it this year.
Have you got any pictures?
No, I will take one. I've done like, never been able to do it. See the little lace and stuff?
Oh, really? Wow.
Smashed it.
It's very easy, Connor.
It's not, I used to always not be able to do it.
Cross it and back.
Listen, stop undermining my Christmas present wrapping.
Okay. Did you know that you can use Primark bags as gift wrapping?
Melissa showed me this morning. Sorry, I was showing Curtis.
No.
So I got a Primark bag because I just went and picked up, you know, all the essentials like socks, yeah, PJs, cozy PJs and slipper socks.
Do you and Scott get matching PJs for Christmas?
No, me and my mum and my sister do.
Do you and Ashley?
No.
Nope. Scott and I definitely will if we ever have children.
Neither do I.
I
it's something I definitely do, but we don't spend Christmas
Eve
together.
No, we do. I love having matching pajamas on Christmas.
I do it with my mum and my sister because we spend Christmas Eve together and wake up together. This is the Primark wrapping bag. It's so cool. You just cut off the bottom and they've even got little tags.
Does it
cut
say
out.
Primark on it?
No, it becomes this wrapping. It's actually
like
lovely
candy
paper.
Candy stripe paper.
Oh, nice.
Look. Cool. I'm actually going to use that. I actually got one of those bags.
My boat was better than that.
Was it?
Yeah. Just on the subject of Primark there. So I was DJing at the opening of the new Primark in Rushmere.
Yeah.
And the amount of guys who were standing there with a face on them because their wife / fiance and kids were making them get matching pajamas.
Yeah.
Aww.
And you're just standing there like pretending like they enjoy it, but they're like, why are we doing this?
It says along the top, this bag makes great wrapping paper.
Yeah. Do you know what? I have a new pair of slippers that I cannot wait to start wearing.
Really?
I'm going to put them on Christmas Eve.
I got Scott these, like, I'll show you. They're like North Face padded slippers that are so ugly, but I just know
he's
going
to love them. You better hope he doesn't listen to this.
He does not listen to this.
You better hope I don't use it as the promo.
Do not. Honestly, I will
just
hurt you.
Read his present out on air every half an hour.
That's obviously not all I got him, but he's just going to love them. I know he is. They're called I'll show you. They're out of stock now. I see they're selling out. They're the Nuptia Down Insulated Slip-On Mules.
Let me see.
So these aren't they do a slipper version that are cheaper, but these ones are like, you can wear them actually.
Right.
So ugly. I'm telling you, they're the next thing.
Clark
I'm telling
shoes?
You. No, they're like padded, but I got him ones with the black North Face logo because the ones with the white North Face logo are a wee bit intense. Anyway, he's going to love them.
One thing I want to mention is at the Cool FM Christmas party, the 360 photo thing.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Don't.
No, I feel as though I was betrayed.
What?
Because I didn't want to do it in the first place. And then you were like, oh, let's all three of us do one for the podcast.
Yeah.
And you give me specific instructions.
I did.
Those instructions were
three poses.
It goes around three times.
The
first one will be funny. Second one will be
smiley.
And the third one will be serious.
Right.
I did those three poses.
So did I.
Feel as though you didn't.
I
Curtis
didn't really
did the same pose the whole way around.
I didn't really understand
confused.
How it worked.
Curtis was like this halfway through, as if it was almost blinding him.
I didn't really understand how it worked.
There wasn't even a bright light.
Melissa gave the instructions, and I didn't really take them in.
Yeah.
And as so, whenever you said it went around three times, I didn't know that was like three times a Mungo. I thought it went once and then stopped. Yeah. And then, so by, I did the first one and I missed it and I was like, it's okay, it's coming around again. Mm. And then before, by the time I'd had that thought, it was there again.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, okay, I'll get it the third time. And by the time I'd had that thought, it was away past me. Mm. And you can visibly see that happening in the video. Like, I.
Do you know what? The problem was a queue had formed, so we couldn't have a second go.
No.
Yeah. I felt under pressure. There was
somebody commented on it and asked if I was okay.
Yeah, like,
yeah, somebody, because you uploaded it to the because
you showed me the podcast social media manager.
Melissa showed me how bad the video was. Right, she thought it was great. She was like, "Oh, isn't this great?" She obviously didn't look at our parts, Connor. Right,
I did, but Connor's and so then, funny, sticking out his tongue like this.
And then so she showed us how bad it was, and then came and sat down at the table and went, "That's it on the Instagram." And I was like, "No, like." And then somebody commented on it and asked if I was okay. Yeah. Do I need help?
We did get some really nice photos and stuff together, which was nice.
Yeah.
No, we did, we did.
We had a few of those recently because we had my birthday as well.
Yeah, we went out for a nice little breakfast.
Today?
Oh, today,
we meant
yeah.
To get a Christmas picture.
Present. Well, we can get one here.
I wanted to get it into Haptic.
You got a picture. Haptic. You got a picture of yours and Connor's coffees and food. And I wasn't actually right. There.
Have you posted those yet?
My coffee was boring, so it didn't make the gram.
Excuse me.
Sorry for having a filter coffee.
Connor and I's coffee, and then I got a picture of your sausage roll.
Which, by the way, was great. Dying. The sausage roll was amazing. Yeah, a big shout out to Haptic. In
is it Haptic or Haptic?
Haptic,
I think. Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. My friend got a new dog, which came up to the house. I'm not really like big animal lover, to be honest. I know that you are.
Hang on. So if I show you a picture of my dog dressed as an old man, that doesn't get you in the face?
That's very cute.
Curtis, I want you to see how small the dog
is.
Have
you seen that? Have you seen Alfie dressed as an old man?
That's a blank screen.
I know.
No, the cutest thing.
That's so. Amazing. Look how small this dog is.
No, I know. I didn't
tiny.
See that video.
See how small it is.
Yeah, it's so small. It's very cute. But yes, that is pretty much it. For me, what have you been getting up to, Matt?
There's not too much to. I don't want to go into the boring stuff. The main thing that I've done over the last couple of weeks is go to Frankfurt to the Christmas market, and I can tell you that is something you absolutely
it's on
need
my bucket list.
To put on your list. Not necessarily Frankfurt; it could be any of the markets
my
in Germany.
My mum went to was it Cologne?
Cologne, yeah. So apparently,
Christmas
it's
markets?
The big one. Apparently, it's like the one. So Frankfurt is kind of like see as a city. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
It's a lovely city, but it's like a...
You're there for the markets.
It's
so
the
it's
financial
fine.
Sort of centre of Germany. So there's all big skyscrapers and like bank buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
And we did like the open top bus tour and you don't really learn much. There's not even like a... There's not,
there's
even
not
like
really
a,
much to learn.
No, there's not like a tour guide on the bus or anything.
Oh.
It's just you listen to a wee video and every 10 minutes it'll be like, this building is this.
Right.
And it has no history. Like it's just... It's another bank. So the city itself... As a tourist destination, not amazing, but at this time of year, so, so good. The Christmas markets, like, I love Belfast Christmas market, but the likes of the German ones just blow it right out of the water. Just anything you can think of, it's there, except for a German beer tent.
Really?
What?
No German beer tent. So I'm saying to Ashley, I was like, oh, I can't wait to go and get a pint of strawberry beer or something like that. They don't do that.
Why?
I don't know. They just don't have it. Most of the wee bars are like, do you know the wee ones where you'd get the mulled wine?
Yeah.
Those wee circular ones? So they're all kind of like that, and usually they only do one beer. So, you know when you go to the German
beer tent
here...
But maybe they just know what the best beer is.
Well, most people drink the mulled wines.
Right.
So it's really cool. They give you like a wee mug that you get your mulled wine in.
And you get to keep it.
You pay a deposit on it.
Yes.
And you can either keep it or you can hand it back and get the deposit back.
So when my mum went, they do the same with the hot chocolate.
Oh, really?
And she's obsessed with it. It's so intricate in detail.
Yeah.
And she paid... for the mug and the hot chocolate, and then I think she got a refill and she kept the mug and it's her favourite mug, and she always sends us, in fact I'll probably be able to show you a picture of it, because she always sends us pictures of it when she uses her Velvetizer, which
we
got her for Christmas last year, and she's like, just like I'm back in Germany.
So the mug basically, it doesn't matter which bar you go to, if you want to return it you have to go back to the bar you came to, but if you want to go to like a different wee bar and have a top up, so everybody's just walking around drinking mulled wine,
and you don't have to use it, or you can use the same mug.
You can use the same mug at a different bar. Now if you want your money
good.
Back for it, you got to go back to the bar you came from.
Got it.
But yeah, it was so good. I didn't think I liked mulled wine until I had, it's not mulled wine, they call it Glühwein, and there's apparently a difference between mulled wine and that. They're similar,
what is
but
it?
I don't know what the difference is, but I've never really liked mulled wine, but Glühwein is it's good stuff.
To the glühwein point, yeah, sounds so weird.
To the point where I was drinking. It sounds even worse when you're Northern Irish and you're being like, "Can I have a glühwein?" But yeah, like I didn't think it was my thing, and then the first day I had one, I was in. I was hooked.
Look at my mum. She's so cute. Look, so that's her mug.
Yeah, that's what the mugs are all
and
like.
And then she goes, just like I'm back in Germany, and look at her wee Christmas marshmallows on it.
It is. It's so, so good. There's this other thing which Ashley was drinking called Air Punch.
What the heck is
which
that?
It's advocat. So it's like hot advocat.
I don't know what that is.
It's like that egg drink, eggnog.
Okay.
Like eggnog, yeah. So like a hot eggnog with cream on it. Oh, it's so good. And then Aperol's a big thing over there. Mm. So hot Aperol spritz.
I've never had a hot Aperol.
They do it hot and they stick like a wee bit of lemon and stuff in it. And see if you have a cold, like, gone. Absolutely gone.
I'd have a bit
so
of that.
So there was all that. All the usual, like, food, like your churros, which I only got churros because you said you liked them.
Did you like them?
No, they were crap.
Right. Churros are never great.
They're just not generous enough with the chocolate.
They were just all right. There was these things that Ashley got, and I forget what they were called. There were some German name, but they were...
What?
I'm so sorry. I remember at your birthday party, I was talking to you about the churros, and I said...
What?
Can you remember what I'd said?
No.
About you walk around the market?
No.
No, I'll not say it in the podcast because it's rude.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
no. I'll tell you afterwards.
I can't wait to hear it. Other things, like, they're like filled donuts and you can get whatever you want in them. So there was like Nutella or like vanilla cream.
Are those
cream
like the swirl? They're called the horns.
No, there was something else. But the best thing we got, right, and I've never seen it in the Belfast market, it's a thing called raclette. Have you heard of this?
No.
So this is a Swiss thing.
Right.
And Ashley had been going on about it because she went to the Berlin Christmas market a couple of years ago and she said this was the best thing ever. So basically what they do, right, is they toast a bit of bread, mm-hmm, very lightly, like a slice of bread. And then they have this machine which has, like, if you imagine a block of cheese, right, and it stands upright.
Right.
They pull this, like, heater over the cheese.
I've seen it.
And it melts the top of the cheese. And they basically
and they
get
think,
like...
I've
seen it all over TikTok this year.
Oh, my God.
So they have it at the Manchester Christmas Market.
Is that
I've
where
seen
you get it?
All yeah over TikTok.
Ashley swore by this and I was like, I'll get one and see what it's like. And I swear, if you are a cheese lover, nothing tops that.
Yeah, because they just pull the heater out and then they lift it out and just slice off the melted cheese.
Literally onto... And I think the trick of it is it's a lightly toasted piece of bread. Mm. It's not like burnt or it's not like soggy. It's just there's a crispiness there.
A crudge.
Yeah. And oh my God, I've never had anything like it. Incredible. I had all the hot dogs. So there was...
all of them?
I had a
bratwurst.
Right.
There was a currywurst.
A currywurst?
What are they like? Are they nice?
So basically what the currywurst is they...
They're the worst.
They chop up a...
Really?
That joke was the worst. They chop up a bratwurst and then stick it in like a wee plate and get loads of curry sauce and curry powder on it. Amazing. So
is
good.
Is it nice?
It's like it's not like curry you get from the Chinese though. It's like like a European kind of... Do you know that curry ketchup you get? It's almost like that. It's kind of hard to explain. You can get it in little, so it's quite nice.
Okay.
There was that. There was a paprika wurst, which was paprika sausage.
So you literally tried all of
them. Yeah, then there was a thing called a rindwurst.
Well, that sounds horrible.
I don't know what that was, but it was nice. Right. It was nice.
Don't ask too many questions about the rindwurst.
Mate, I wouldn't. I wouldn't ask too many questions about any of the stuff you eat at the Christmas market, to be honest.
Were they expensive?
No. So here's the thing, right?
Right.
So I went to the... I was telling you about that one I got at the Belfast Christmas market.
Yes,
right?
£7.
£7. See, over in Germany. €3.
Class. It should be.
€3.
Have you seen the Christmas turkey that's going around on Twitter?
No.
That's £124.
In
a
price
supermarket.
Or weight?
Price?
No.
Yeah.
What size is it?
It doesn't look to be much bigger than a normal turkey.
What price is a normal turkey?
Like 15, 20 quid, I think.
No, they're not that. They're
I
more expensive than
like
that.
Are they?
60.
Yeah, 60 or 70 quid. Because Owen Larkin from Downtown, we were talking about this
but
yesterday.
But that's because we get it from the butchers. If you buy it in Tesco,
see,
like
my mum usually gets the little parcels. I'm going to send you a photo of Christmas
No.
See?
No, you're going to make Christmas dinner.
Sorry, go on,
we were chatting yesterday in there. So PK, who does the Cool Mid Morning Show, he's ordered his turkey from one of the guys
in here.
Yeah,
you get the Crown, it's expensive.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, we paid 60 or 70 quid for it. And then Owen Larkin, who does Downtown, was like, oh, I'm paying 20 quid for my turkey. And we were like...
That's a chicken, man.
You have a phrase, you're not getting a turkey, my friend. Like, It could be a pigeon.
But you can, no, you can ask for a size, you can ask for a part, you can ask for, you know, well, and depending on what you order.
He's convinced
it's a
he's
price.
Getting a turkey for £20 that's feeding seven people.
What?
And we were like, mate, no. Like, it's. You might get seven mouthfuls and
no.
feeding seven people.
That's not a turkey, like.
Maybe he asked for, like, the broth or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know the price of a turkey because I don't cook Christmas dinners, so
no.
I don't worry
I
about it.
I only know because I just remember.
Your dad's a farmer, can he? Surely he has hookups who can get him.
Yes,
a turkey
exactly.
Contact.
I always remember my dad going to order the turkey and bringing it home, and my mum going, "How much was that?"
Yeah.
And it was always like 60 or 70 quid.
We backdoor turkey, you know?
Backdoor turkey.
We VAT and all shaved off it. Like,
oh my gosh, I saw the funniest TikTok. I'll show you that after. It's just so funny. But I'm on 1%, so there's no point showing
right,
me
okay, well, there you go.
Anybody have a charger?
No.
Right.
If you have a Fitbit, I've got a Fitbit charger, but if not,
no
it's not going to help you. Anyway, the main point of all of that was get a German Christmas market on your bucket list.
It's on it.
Honestly, if you think Belfast or like the likes of Manchester and Edinburgh, I'm sure they're great. But to go and do it in Germany, and I don't know if you saw the photos, but in Frankfurt, they've got the old square.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so like, did I show you the photos of it?
No.
It's like all old Bavarian houses and
okay.
stuff, and it just looks like it's
magical.
Like something out of a movie. Yeah,
yeah,
it's incredible. The tree is the biggest tree I've ever seen.
Really?
I've never seen anything like it.
Mm.
So Belfast tree at the Christmas market, where it finishes is where, like the height it finishes at is about the height that the branches of the Frankfurt one actually started at.
What
the heck? We walked around, looked at the tree, and we're like, oh my God, like, trees aren't that size. Apparently they are. So yeah, get that on your bucket list, and that's pretty much all we did. There's so much. I've done a TikTok on it. If you want to go and look at it, go and do that.
Cheeky
the views
block.
Would be yeah, absolutely.
Love it, man.
But that's it. So should we move on to this week's quiz?
There is no quiz. Yes.
Do we need to do the jingle?
Yeah.
We'll do the jingle just
do
for
the jingle.
Yeah, go
sake.
For it. Keep
right,
consistency.
Okay.
Roll it out.
All right. Well, you have to.
We're all about consistency over here.
Haven't got it set up or anything. Okay.
Stays on.
So Connor's come up with a fun festive game.
Yes, I have. So
he's in a silly goofy mood.
So I've saw this is an actual game. I don't it's not charades, is it?
No, but it is a game. Similar. What's it called?
So I don't
Someone
know. I forget
will be able
the
to
name.
Tell us.
So basically what we're gonna do
I'm gonna
is
play festive songs in the background.
Okay.
Yeah, go. Not Felice though.
No.
Oh.
So basically what happens is you write down, so I've got little sticky post-it notes.
Okay.
We're gonna write something down. It could be a person, thing, whatever. But let's try and like make it funny.
Right.
So we can guess. So like I'm going to do you, you're going to do Melissa, and then Melissa's going to do me.
That's what you said.
Well, it's Christmas.
So, we'll write something down on the sticky note, and then I'll write yours down, you put it on your forehead,
okay.
and then you
so
need to guess.
So just anything in the world.
Yeah, anything.
Right.
So I've got Curtis's written down. I'm going to show you what it is.
But I'm going to see it on his head.
Okay, well, yeah.
It's
well,
me,
no,
you have
show
to guess
me,
it.
Show me. Just in case I can't read. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Okay, so it might
I
not be.
I thought it had to be a person.
No, so it might not be sticky anymore.
Right, so okay. I'll just hold it. Will
yeah,
it?
This
yeah.
is going to take four
so
years.
This is a fun festive game you can play with the family at home.
Yeah.
Let's see how long it takes for us to want to kill each other. Because that's what Christmas is all about.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Ask questions.
Does it have to be stuck to my head?
Like, no.
My hairline's further back. I can actually stick it further up my head anyway. Due to my receding hairline, I can stick it further
yeah.
up.
Go further
okay.
up.
Okay. I'm just worried about it falling off and then me seeing it, so no. I'll keep my head really still.
So do we not all write them down and then take it in turns to guess and ask questions?
Yeah, I thought that's what we were going to do, but you were like, no, we'll do one each.
No, he said that.
Okay.
Oh, right. Well, do you want to change how the game works?
I'm pretty sure everybody has them on their head and then we take it in turns to ask questions.
Okay, well, do you want to write Melissa's
okay,
down?
I'll write Melissa. So it has to be a person,
yeah.
a place or a thing.
It can be anything,
okay.
right?
Right, I need to think about yours.
Right.
Driving home for Christmas.
Now you've put me on the spot.
I know.
Well,
should have been thinking about it all month.
let me see. Right, okay, I've got it.
You've got it already?
I do.
Right.
Is this my pen? Why is my pen not working? Melissa, you've been using my pen all day.
Connor
all
used it last.
I used it. It was
Connor
fine.
Used it. Yeah. So it was you.
Don't blame me.
It's working. It's okay.
Right.
Also, bear in mind that the listeners are listening to this at the minute, so we need to keep talking.
Okay. Maybe we should just cut this bit out.
Melissa has to put no because I'm playing music.
I know.
I don't think the listeners are precious. Can you see what that is?
You're right, and so I can't see what it is.
Oh, is it funny?
My writing
Why are you
so
laughing?
What?
So small.
Oh, and then you need to do one for Connor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, it's because of the pen. The pen wasn't working. It scribbled all over the page.
Why are you laughing?
Let's just enjoy the festive tunes. Yeah. Have you got yours ready to go?
No, I don't know what to do.
What's your favourite Christmas song? Is Chris Rea up there for you?
This is definitely top five. Mm. Right, so...
I like Picture This Christmas. This Christmas. Yeah. It's a lovely song.
Okay, so top five. First one is I Find It Hard to Beat the Pogues. The Pogues and Kirsty MacColl.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd like to be alive in that time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Irish in New York in, like, the 1940s. And I'm very aware that it was a dangerous time to be alive.
Yeah.
But it just seems fun.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, mafia running about and stuff. And,
yeah.
So that's definitely number one. What's yours?
I think my... Wham is my favourite.
We'll get Wham on. It's
love Last Christmas. Mariah's up there as well, obviously.
Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift.
I'm not actually a massive fan.
So we had this conversation because we played it on air and I thought you hated it, Melissa, but it's not. It's Connor, isn't it?
Justin Bieber, Mistletoe.
Oh, tune.
Banger.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me. Take your pen back before you lose it.
Just chucks my pen out.
Right. Can you see mine?
I wrote it, Connor.
Oh, okay. Can you see mine?
Let's see. Yeah, that's so weird.
Right,
okay.
Okay.
So who goes first then?
You go first.
I go first. So I have to ask Melissa a question.
I think you can ask any of us, yeah.
So is it a person?
No.
No.
No, okay.
Is mine a person?
Yes.
Yes. Is mine a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Is mine a thing?
Yes.
Okay. Is mine a female?
No.
It's a boy.
Yes. Is mine something that we have talked about on the podcast before?
No.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't think so.
But probably not.
Did I ask if mine's a thing?
Yes.
Okay, so it is a thing. So is it big?
Can be.
No.
Okay, right.
Is mine a music artist?
No.
No.
So mine's a boy and not an artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have this thing?
No.
Okay.
Do I have this thing?
You can't just ask the same question.
I can. Absolutely can. Do I have this thing?
I think you might
have it. Yeah, I think you might.
Okay, right.
Is mine someone who works in this building?
Yes.
Are you joking? That's easy. I'm going to get mine first.
So mine is a thing. Can it move?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say... It can move, but it's
yeah,
static.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That was a very interesting question, yeah. Connor.
What colour is mine? Does it have to be yes or no?
I have no idea.
Does it have to be yes or no?
No.
No, it can be various colours.
Okay, right.
Is mine David Tai?
No.
Is it William Gallagher?
No. Okay. So these are people that work in our building, yeah, but you don't know them.
So mine is a thing which can move, but...
Stays in the one place. If you get yours, I'll be very surprised.
Is it dirty?
Probably.
Yeah, you probably should clean it every now and again. Because if it was to get dirty, it would change colour.
Yeah.
Right. Is...
I've got something in my head, but...
You definitely don't have it in your head.
Is mine a musical instrument?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, no.
Right. Okay.
Is mine... Right. So it's a man who works in this building?
Yeah.
So we just have to start naming people?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Stuart Bamford?
No.
Only one at a time.
Yeah.
It's going to take ages.
What could mine be? It can move, but static.
And yours sounds like a riddle.
I can move, but I'm static.
And can change colour the more you use it.
No!
No, not change colour the more you use it, but like...
It needs to be cleaned every now and again.
Because you wouldn't... There's no... People don't want to see it when it's dirty.
Curtis, okay. Stop and being it's not so a dirty, informative.
So, okay. So, whenever I said it was dirty, like, I meant... Like, is it something dirty? Not is the
no.
object dirty? Okay.
No. Okay. You mean like kinky?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it could be. Why would I rate something dirty, God?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm going to clip out the bit where Melissa said kinky.
That's a podcast.
Sells to people. Creepy people out there who like.
What could mine be?
You need to ask more questions.
What colour is it?
White.
Okay.
I thought, well, actually, it's got to be yes or no answers. Because if I ask, I can ask a question.
I know, but we need to speed this up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I asked what colour mine is, didn't I?
We don't
know.
You don't know what colour it is?
No.
Right. It can be different colours.
Right.
I'm sure.
Whatever you're into.
Is it a microwave?
No.
No, okay.
What department does my person work in?
Culafan.
What department, I said?
That is a department. Program.
Oh. Well, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
Connor.
Stuart Robinson.
Nope.
No. Is mine a mic stand?
No.
No.
Is mine long?
Yes.
Yes.
It is long?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Is mine David McCammon?
No. Is mine...
There's literally one man left.
No, see, you said programming. Program's only like three or four people.
Yeah, is he an engineer? Could be Connor Ewing.
No. No, it's not that programming. We all fall under programming.
We're contributors now, mate. We're not.
There's sales and there's programming.
Is he a contributor?
Yes.
Yes, okay. This is very niche for somebody who's...
Who doesn't know what we're talking about, sorry. Is mine something in this room?
No.
Okay. It's not... I've asked, it's not something that I would own?
No.
Okay. No, definitely not. If
you're
do
doing well, but you're not doing that well.
So mine's long. Is it a meter stick ruler?
It's longer.
Longer, okay, right.
Is mine Pete Snodden?
Yes.
Yes.
Well done, mate.
I feel like I'm playing what's that game?
Guess Who?
Guess Who.
I'm only saying this because it's something that me and Melissa spoke about earlier this morning. Is mine a Rolex?
No.
No.
No. Although I can see why you've gone for that. If
I can't. Did he not ask if it stands alone? No.
No.
We told him it was static. What's static about a Rolex? I suppose it is. But it moves because it's on somebody's wrist.
It stays on your wrist.
Fair enough, Connor.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I won.
Mine's long.
Again?
Yeah.
Is it...
I never won anything.
Is mine an aeroplane?
No.
No.
You own one. Yeah. You own this.
I haven't said I own this.
You did.
Did I say I
said, is this in my house?
I don't think he did.
I don't think I said this.
He did.
But I now know.
Yeah.
But
you
I
did
know.
Ask that.
I did not ask. Okay, well, Connor asked if he owned what his is.
Yeah.
And then you asked it too, and I said, you can't ask the same question, but yeah.
So mine's is white.
Yours is white. Yeah.
And I don't own it.
No, you do not.
Should we start to give clues?
No, and you said that if I did own it, I'd be doing very well.
Very well. I actually don't know who owns it.
So this, my thing is long and I own one.
Yeah.
So is mine like a one-off thing?
Yes.
Right.
Why don't you start asking about locations? Like, where is, like...
Is mine something that can be easily bought?
No.
Do you know someone that owns one of these?
I don't know who owns it.
So it's one thing?
It is.
Yeah.
You've used up a lot of questions there.
Sorry. I can't wait for you to guess yours, Matt.
So this is a long thing that I own.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it's not.
That's disgusting.
A long thing that I own. Yeah. Well, no, you drew your own conclusion there. A long thing that I own.
Yep. You've bragged about it before.
Bragged about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bragged about it? A long thing
I feel
I
like
own.
The listeners will know this one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
What can mine be?
Is it a car?
No.
Long thing that I own.
This is hilarious.
Does someone famous own?
I don't know who owns it. I've told you.
So it's a one thing. There's only one of these things.
Yes.
In the world.
Yes.
And it's white.
You're brilliant. It's so funny.
There's potentially other ones in different cities. They don't have the same name. Of yours, but there's potentially other ones.
No, there's
is mine. No, I was going to say Stormont.
Like no, but you're on the right path.
Yeah.
Is mine a building? No, because this can't move.
No.
No, it's not.
Right, Curtis, back to you.
I can't think of a long thing that I own. genuinely can't. I'm trying to measure things in my head, and I just can't think of anything that's like, that's not me, because I'm 5'6".
Probably is the same length as you, though. Or really?
Have I seen one?
I know!
What?
No, it's not. Is it an Emma mattress?
No.
No.
Have I seen one of these things before?
You've probably seen this thing a lot.
I'm certain you've seen it before. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Probably every other week.
Oh.
Oh, Connor, a plane.
No.
No?
No.
Gosh, you both are going to kick yourselves.
This is dreadful.
Like, you're going to kick yourselves, especially over things that you both recently said.
Mm-hmm. A long thing that I own.
So have I mentioned this previously?
No.
Is this thing thin?
I would say so.
Yeah.
My God.
I'm trying to think what mine could be.
We know. Sorry, listeners.
I know. I'm sorry you have to listen to this, but I'm determined to find out what mine is and to guess it. Is there one of these in this country? If I have seen
depends
it a lot.
Mean. Depends what you mean by
there
this
used
country.
To be something similar in Belfast.
So it's in the UK.
There used to be something similar in Belfast.
But not the same.
Connor. The big London Eye, the big wheel.
Well
the
London Eye.
Yes.
Well done.
It's the London Eye.
Right,
yes.
So just me to go.
Yeah,
a long
you're
thing
die.
That I own.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
Can you just give me clues?
No. Something you said very recently.
Yeah, you've said it on the podcast recently.
Really?
Yeah. Here, this is a banger, by
is
the way.
I don't know. I've said it on the podcast recently.
Yeah.
That I own this thing, and I'm happy about it.
And something you mentioned just recently in your guesses is gonna make you kick yourself.
You're very happy about it. You were bragging about it, like Melissa had
bragging
said.
About it.
Bragging about it.
God, I don't know. What letter does it start with?
B.
But it depends.
Yeah, there's.
B?
There's
I would say it starts with M.
Yeah.
M.
Yeah.
My
God, it's, I don't know.
It's something you and Ashley can use.
Right. Right.
You've been finding very useful.
Something long that me and Ashley can use that I've been finding very useful. Right. I don't know.
Okay, what was your last guess?
My last guess, a microwave.
Before that.
A car?
No.
The mattress?
Yeah.
I know!
What?
I know!
There you go. Why are you M-ing? You know exactly what this is.
It's my bed sheet fasteners.
Yes,
the clamps.
Oh, they're not clamps.
The
all
bed
right.
Mattress,
that mattress clamps.
That sounds weirder than it is. They're not mattress clamps.
They're suspenders.
They're suspenders. They're mattress suspenders. And they will keep your bed sheet as tight as it has ever been.
Yeah, here he goes bragging again. But when you ask him about it, he can't remember.
Well, here, did you just get it?
No.
I should have got you some for Christmas. That's what I should have got you.
You didn't even remember they existed.
I'm just so used to having them now.
Yeah.
I will never go back to having a bed sheet that bunches up again.
That
was intense.
That was fun. Connor, I didn't know if you were ever going to get yours.
No.
You
really another round.
All past.
Yeah, do you want to do one more?
Let's do another round with people.
Do you think this is... I just worry that it's not fun to listen to for the listeners.
Probably
I mean,
not,
I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
I am having a great time.
No, we probably should wrap this up.
Okay.
Because...
We could play again in our own time.
I have to go.
Oh.
I have to go home. So Connor has time.
Go home to use his bed clamps.
Connor has written down...
I mean, Ashley would find it very useful.
Bedroom mattress clamps.
Yeah.
My God, they're not. They're bed sheet fasteners.
Suspenders, you told us.
Well, they are. They're suspenders. That's what they're on Amazon as. And let me tell you, I would recommend them.
There he goes, recommend and bragging, but can't remember they exist.
So there we go. That was fun. That good idea, Connor.
Yeah.
It's a shame we didn't have more time.
I'm gonna I just threw those at you. I am going to play that with my family at Christmas. Also, I don't know if you saw, but we did the Cool FM Cash for Kids Mission Christmas Toy Show, and there was a game that Curtis and I played which was kind of similar to that. What was it? Like Pictionary?
Oh, so Pictionary. So what
Pictionary Air it was called.
Yeah,
right.
So you draw...
Really fun.
You get like a pen that you draw in the air, and it doesn't do anything, but the other person like holding a phone camera at you.
Right.
So the picture comes up on their phone.
Comes up on the screen.
Oh, cool.
And you have to guess.
It's kind of like charades though, isn't it?
Kind of, actually. Because Pictionary, I guess, is more usually you'd use pen and paper and the person would have to guess what you're drawing. But because you're drawing it in the air, it actually makes your drawings way worse because you're not quite sure where your line started and ended. So we played that. It was actually like really fun. I literally love Christmas for that specific reason. Like, it's the one day a year you bring out all of the games.
The board games.
Yeah, and I remember saying that in COVID, actually. We played a lot of board games in COVID and it kind of felt like Christmas because it's the only time you do. You're like, you don't feel guilty at all for letting the time go by.
Yeah.
Like, you can waste time in whatever way you want. No guilt. You've got nowhere to be. No work to do. It's great.
It's a fun time for everyone.
Yeah. So we recommend that game.
Absolutely.
That fun festive game.
Have a go at that. I've left that note just sitting on the
desk.
What's
that game called?
I don't know.
It's kind of like...
There's definitely a game for that, like... I don't know.
It's a fun festive game that you can play with a family this
Christmas.
Call
it the What's Happening podcast game if you wish.
Here's a game I heard in the podcast. It's about bedroom mattress clamps.
Your granny will love them.
These are weird.
Right, okay. I'm going to leave that note just lying on the desk. Somebody's going to walk into the studio later on and be like, bedroom mattress clamps, right, okay. Somebody's having a fun Christmas. Right, that is it from us this week. Thank you so much for listening this year. I assume we're not going to get another episode in before New Year's.
Probably not, but thank you so much once again for listening. We honestly, truly don't understand why you do, but we appreciate it, especially when the calibre of podcasts out there is really, really high.
Exactly, yeah, very high. The bar is...
The bar for us
is
low, yeah. So we genuinely appreciate it, and we just love catching up and having the crack, and that's what this is all about. Just an easy, chilled out listen.
Yeah.
You know, I just think sometimes you're in the mood, like that's why I listen to Nearlyweds when I guess I said to my friends the other day, I kind of realised for the first time why people maybe listen to us, and I could be wrong, but when I want to learn, I'll put on an educational podcast. If I want to read a book or listen to a book, I'll listen to an audiobook. But when I'm stuck in traffic and I'm trying not to get into a bad mood...
And you want mindless chat.
That's when I'll put on Nearlyweds because they make me giggle.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll laugh along with them, and then I might have been stuck in traffic for half an hour. But sure, I've been listening to the podcast and I've been laughing my head off, and it's actually kept my mood really light. And if that's why you listen to us, I'm so glad that we can be that for you, because Jamie and Sophie for me have been making me smile.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We are going to be back in 2023, I think. Is that all right with you, Connor? Are we going to be?
Absolutely, yeah. Cool. I can do the second week in January.
Okay, well, we'll aim for that then.
Yeah.
So we will.
Fantastic.
On a serious note, thank you so much for listening. We will see you in the new year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Love
and we
you,
will
bye.
Chat to you soon.
Bye.